We begin the current daf Maseches Erev and daf Tes. We begin on the bottom line of daf Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had a machlokes between Rava and Rav Chisda regarding the halacha of a kaira. And that is, we know that if there's a classic mob, again, that's an alleyway that's surrounded on three sides with walls, and the fourth wall is open to the Rishas Ram, so to be mesakin it, rabbinically, you have to do either a lechi, put up a side post, or a kaira, a crossbeam. Now, the crossbeam has to be by the entryway of the mob. So there was a discussion regarding if it's allowed to be in front of it. However, flush up against the front walls would be the kaira, or actually has to be on top. Rava says it always has to be on top. Rav Chisda says it would depend on the machlokes if it's going to have to be, if it's allowed to be in front, or if it also has to be on top. However, everyone agrees that if let's say the front part of the kaira would create the wall and not the internal part, rather the external part, and thereby sometimes allowing one to carry underneath the kaira, then for sure everybody agrees that one would not be able to have such a kaira permitting the mavi, because then, although generally if it has less than a gap of three tefachim, you do what's called lavud, that we view it as if it's closed, and therefore you would see the kaira as part of the mavi. Here we wouldn't, because it's not an actual wall, it's some type of a virtual wall, this kaira, as we see it as if it's coming down. Therefore it has to be actually on top of the mavi, or at least flush with the mavi, but if it would be in front of it, or at least a gap of somewhat, then according to everybody, wouldn't be considered a kashra kaira to make it a good mavi. And that is where our Gemara begins. Eis viver Rav Adi bar Masna l'Rava. Rava was definitely the one that said it never works of being a kaira in front of it. It has to be actually on top of the mavi. He asked the following question. We learned Haitse kairasai if its crossbeam was, and we continue on the top of Testament Aleph, Mishuch, if it was drawn away, which is mashma that was very far from the walls, oitluya, or if it was suspended. And that is if the edges of the crossbeam, they don't make it to the top of the walls. Rather, it's hanging in the air, and that is, it's too short, it doesn't make it. For example, if let's say a person would make a stick in middle of the mavoi, and on top of that stick, he put up the crossbeam, as some Rashis have that picture where you have a regular mavoi, and the crossbeam that's supposed to be on the walls doesn't make it, so therefore you put up a stick in middle of the mavoi, and then you have it laying as if a T. On top of that, that's where the kaira is. So regarding these two cases, where either it's drawn away from it or it's suspended, the halacha is pachis migimel ein tzorach lehevi kaira acharis. If it's less than three tefachim away from the edge of the wall, then you don't have to bring another crossbeam, because that's classically what's called lavud. Although it doesn't reach the crossbeam, doesn't get the whole distance, the whole width of the mavud, but since it's within three tefachim, you would not have to have another kaira. Gimel tzorach lehevi kaira acharis, but if it is more than three tefachim apart, then you would have to have another kaira, because it doesn't make it through the whole width of the mavud. Reb Shimon Gamliel, he argues, and he says, pachis midalad ein tzorach lehevi kaira acharis. If it's less than four tefachim, you would not have to have another crossbeam. Dalat tzarch lehevi kaira acharis, but if it would be four tefachim far from the wall, then you would have to bring another beam. And that's because Reb Shimon holds throughout the halachas of lavud, he holds that less than four tefachim, it would be considered lavud as if it's closed off. So therefore, those are the two dinim regarding if it's meshuch, if it's drawn away, or if it's tlui, if it's suspended. So the inference is, and this was the question that they're posing on Rav and Rav Chisda, is my love, what are these two dinim of drawn away or suspended? They sound like they're saying the same thing. It means it doesn't make it to the wall. So what are these two cases? So he says, my love, isn't it obvious that meshucha is mibachutz? When we say drawn away, it means drawn away from the outside. And that is, it's towards the Rishus HaRabim. For example, like the case that we asked on the previous daf, when you have these two yesedos that are sticking out, these two pegs that are sticking out from the front walls. That is, as we said, it's like a ches. That's how a regular mavi is, closed on three sides. And then the front walls, which are open, to the fourth wall is open, but the actual length of those walls, that front, have pegs. And on those pegs is what you have the crossbeam on. That is the case where it's mashuch on the outside. V'tluya mibifnim. What would be the case of suspended? It means in the inside, as we explained before, is that it's too short on both sides of reaching the walls, and therefore it's hanging in the air. But what we see is that we would say lavud to make the front, let's say the case of meshucha, that although it's in front of it, we say if it's within three tefachim, that it would be considered a good kaira. That's not like Rava or Rav Chisda. And that is, Rava said it always has to be on top, it can never be in front, even if it's flush against. And Rav Chisda, even he who said sometimes it could be in front, that's only if there's no gap whatsoever, like the one who says that the kaira would view it as the inside part closing off, and therefore it's touching it. But if it'd be the outside part, even he agreed that we don't say love it because it's not an actual wall. Yet here we have meshucha and tluya, where obviously tluya is the one that's inside and it's just not reaching the walls, and obviously meshucha drawn away, it means in front. And that it's saying in the Braisa clearly that if it's within three tefachim, it would be a kashra kaira, not like Rava or Rav Chisda. And that the Gemara says, loy. It's not a difficulty. It's not like you're saying that meshucha means on the outside, because it's like Rava and Rav Chisda, it has to be on top, not in front. Rather, Idim Idim Mibifnim, they're both talking about that they're inside. And they're both talking about that the crossbeam is just too short. So then what are these two cases? Mishucha is meruach achas. When we say it's drawn away, it means from one side. That means one end is on the wall, but the other end of the crossbeam, that one doesn't reach the opposite wall. For Teluya, and the one of the suspended case, is mishtei ruchis, is that it doesn't reach it on both ends. However, again, it's not difficult, according to Rava and Rav Chizda, because it's not talking about anything about being in front. It always has to be on top. The only difference is when it's on top, if it doesn't reach it on one side, or even if it doesn't reach it on both sides, either way it's going to be kasha. And that the Gemara says that we have to say both if it doesn't reach it on one side, and also if it doesn't reach it on two sides. Because ma detema miruach achas amrin lavad, I would have thought to say that, yes, if it's at least on one wall, it's just the other wall doesn't reach, so on one side you'll say lavad. Mishtei ruchis lo yamrin lavad, but you're not going to say lavad two times, that on this side we'll see it as within three tefachim and therefore close, and this side also, you only say it on one side. K'mashmon, that's what I have to tell you. Not only mashuk, we have to use another terminology for you to understand that not only if it's on one side that it doesn't reach, but even on both sides it's totally suspended, tluya, that even then we're going to say love it on both sides, and if it's going to be kasher kaira again, if it's within three tefachim on both sides. That's one approach to answer the question. That again, not difficult according to Rav and Rav Chizda, because it's not talking about mashuk in the front, rather on top, it just doesn't reach the wall. Rav Rashi says a second approach. He says, to tell us that if it didn't reach on both sides, that I wouldn't need to tell you. Because since we already told you that the case of Moshuch, where it doesn't reach on one side, we would understand the same thing would apply on both sides. Because if you say love it, you say love it on both sides. It's a din. Who cares if you say it on one side to say on both sides? Rather, Rav Rashi says that we're talking about one case. Mishucha vehitluya. It's the case of where it's drawn and it's suspended. And that is, there's two components to this case. That is, A, it's too short to reach the walls. That's mashuch. And also, it's suspended above, on the height of the walls of the mavoi. As Rav Ashi explains, what's the case that we're talking about? Is that a person knocked into the walls of the mavoi. He knocked in two bent pegs, al shnei kais the mavoi, onto the two walls of the mavoi. And that is, this curvy part of these pegs, that is what we're putting the kairos on top of, they're L-shaped, that they bend inward towards the other one. And they are what make it that the kairos could actually reach, because again, it doesn't reach the walls. So therefore, we put up these type of pegs which bend, and therefore gives us a certain, it narrows the area where the kairos has to reach, and then you put the kairos on top of them. However, these pegs themselves are not kosher for the halacha of kaira to be considered part and parcel of the kaira, because they don't have a thickness of a tefach, which is the shear of the heksher of a kaira that we learned, and it has to have a shear of a tefach. So therefore, again, these pegs are not able to be part of the kaira. So therefore, what we have over here is that we have A, that the kaira is mashuch, that it doesn't reach the walls, and also tluy is that it's higher, because what these pegs are doing that are bent in the L shape is A, it's making it closer to the wall, and also it's elevating it in height. So what's the chiddush of this case of Meshucha that's tluya? And that, the Gemara says, She'im a'goyven gimel. There's two conditions for this halacha. A is that it doesn't have a height of three tefachim. That is, these yesedis, these pegs that go above the wall, they don't go higher than three tefachim. Because if these pegs were taking the crossbeam, the kara, for a height higher than three tefachim from the wall, it would be possible. Because as we said before, and that's the halacha of Rav and Rav Chizda, Rav Ashi is coming to explain, is that the kara, the crossbeam, has to be on top of the wall. However, now that it's within three tefachim, we see what's called halachically chavut. Chavut is that we see it as if it's laid down, it's similar to lavad, which is in the length. This is the same halacha in the sense, in the height, that since it's within three tefachim from the top of the wall, we see it as if it's coming down. So therefore, it's not higher than three tefachim. And also, also in its bend, it's not in a length more than three tefachim. And therefore, you could say lavad from the edges of the beam to the walls. Again, in height, it's less than three tefachim. And in its length, in the width of the mav, it's also less than three tefachim. And that is the chiddush of this case. Mahu detema oy lavad amrin, because I would have thought to say that, wait, you could either say one or the other. Either you say lavad, which the term lavad is that it's an extension of the crossbeam, because that we see it's extended to the wall, because it's within three tefachim. Oy chavad amrin, or you say regarding the height, that you'll say that we see it within three tefachim. But lavad v'chavad lo, I can't say both. In other words, either I see it extending this way, or I see it extending downward. But to say both as if it's on a diagonal, and to be able to say both is halachic, term, these halachic definitions, these virtual laws, together, that I would think you don't say kamash mulan. That is the chiddush of this case of meshucha beit luya. It's two components. One, it's that it's drawn from the in the length, three tvachim, because it's within that area, and that's the halach of lavud. And also one from the height, since it's within three tvachim, that's halach of chavud. That is the chiddush of these two cases, but it has nothing to do. It's not a difficulty on Rav and Rav Chisda regarding this halacha that it cannot be in front, because that's not what it's told. It's not meshucha, and that a separate case of tluya. Rather, it's one big case. These are the two terutzim had been miyashav Rav and Rav Chisda from this brisa of meshucha tluya that'll work within three tvachim. Again, nothing to do with having the kari in front, because the kari has to be on top of the wall. Now the Gemara continues regarding what was brought up on the previous daf. Tan Reb Zaka Kamed Reb Yochanan. Bein l'chayayim, whether between the lechis, that is, in other words, in the area of the lechi that's in front of the mavi, or v'tachaskar, or underneath the crossbeam, need drink a karmelist. Either way, has a loch of a karmelist, and that is midrabanan, one is usher to carry over there. And that was the discussion on the previous daf. Is one allowed to carry under the kaira or not? Here, this Reb Zaka came and learned the brisa from Reb Yochanan. He says, in the name of the brisa, that not only you're not allowed to carry under the kaira, you're not allowed to carry under the between the lechis. Either both areas are us. So Amalei, Reb Yochanan said to him, Puktani levra, go say your brisa outside. It's wrong. That's not the halacha. So Abaya commented. He said, Mistaber milsa Reb Yochanan. It makes sense to say that just that Reb Yochanan told this Reb Zaka to go say the brisa outside because it's wrong, because really it's mutter. Is tachas akayra. It was going on that part of the brayse that said regarding underneath the crossbeam, because Rabbi Yechidin held that it's chudei hachitzin that's the yard b'saisim. It's the outer part of the crossbeam that is halachically what comes down and creates the wall, and therefore you're allowed to carry under the area of the crossbeam. Of a bein l'chiyayim, but between the areas of the lechi, in other words, in the mavi that does not have a kayra. There, Rabbi Yechidin would agree that it's also that's forbidden, as many opinions had said on the previous daf, that although there were those that wanted to say that one is allowed to carry under the kaira, however, it seemed many said that by the lechi, it's forbidden to carry over there. And therefore, Abaye says, when Rabbi Yechanan says that it's a wrong brisa, he didn't mean in its totality. Rather, he meant regarding the halacha of underneath the crossbeam, underneath the kaira, there are our opinions, and that's what Rabbi Yechanan's opinion was also, that you're allowed to. But by the lechi, there where it's possibly a kolshu, as other opinions said on the previous daf, they were concerned, and there you're not allowed to carry even in the area of the lechi. However, Rav Amar Rava says no. Bein l'chayayim nami mutter. Rabbi Yochanan had said that it's a corrupted brisa. He said it because all the cases, the underneath the kaira and within the area of the lechi, one is allowed to carry. So Amar Rava menamin in law. Rava says, from where do I know this? I'll prove it to you. The chiyasra of dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is a member named Rabbi Yochanan. Again, that's who we're discussing. What is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? He said, makom she'ein bo dalal dal, regarding an area that doesn't have four tefachim squared. And that is, it's standing between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYachid. And since it's not a Makam Chashav, it's not its own distinct area because it's very small, so therefore we don't give it its own Rishus. And it's considered, in a sense, it's bottled to the area that it's abutting on both sides. And that's what's classically called a Makam Tur. It doesn't have its own distinct area. It's not a Rishus HaYachid, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's not even a Karmelist. And therefore the halacha is Mutl of Rishus HaRabim, Vil of Rishus HaYachid, therefore it's permitted for everybody to utilize it, whether the people of Rosh Hashanah that are on one side of it, or the people of Rosh Hashanah that's on the other side of it, they can go ahead and shoulder their packages on it. They can utilize that area, and it's not considered haitzah from one area to another. As long as they don't go ahead and start changing and using that area as a middleman, in the sense to go from Rosh Hashanah to the Makam Tur to the Rosh Hashanah, and in reverse, people shouldn't say that you're allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and they're going to come to be permitting haitzah on Shabbos. And therefore, the logic of Rava is that between the lechis also, that even if you'll consider it its own area, however, it's going to have the same characteristic as the Makam Tur, because it also is an area definitely less than four tvachim. It could be even a kol shu. And therefore, it's bottled to the either area that it's abutting to, and therefore it's permitted to carry over there, just like you're allowed to carry in the Makam Tur. That was Rava's raya, that this was a Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, that you're allowed to carry in the Makam Tur, even from Rosh Hashanah to there, or Rosh Hashanah to there. Therefore, the same thing should apply to the lechi, that you're allowed to carry in the lechi. It basically has the same halacha as the Makam Tur. On that, the Gemara of Abaye would say no. It's not a raya from that halacha of Makam Tur to say that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that one is allowed to carry by the area of the lechi. Because Hasam, over there by the Makam Tur, Begvaya Shaloisha, is that it has a height of three tefachim, and therefore it's recognizable that it's its own area. So although it's a mokum tur and you're allowed to carry over there, but we can tell that this is neither Rishas Rabbim or Rishas Yachid. However, and therefore it doesn't make sense to make a gzeira over there that you shouldn't be allowed to carry there. But between the area of the lechi, where it's not recognizable as its own distinct area, it's just a small little stick, this side post that's there. And therefore, if we permit one to carry by the side post between the area of the lechi, then you might come to make a mistake and to come to carry in Rishas Rabbim, which is literally right there, and you can't tell that much of a difference. Therefore, Abaye says, that's not a raya. Yes, a mokum tur, Rabbi Yechon allows one to carry, but it's its own distinct area, in spite of the fact that it's not a mokum chashim, and therefore you could carry from there to Rishas Rabbim or to Rishas Yachin. However, by the lechi, you're not allowed to carry over there, because then you might actually come to carry in Rishas Rabbim. And then Abaye says, I'm Abaye, but no, I mean, how do I know that I'm correct? Rabbi Yechon says that no, it's only under the curry that he was saying that it's mutter. But between the lechi, that it is aser, not like Rav who wanted to say that Rabbi Yechon wanted to hold that it's going to be mutter, both under the crossbeam and between the lechi. The Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Omer Rav, Toicha Pesach, the area within the frame of the door. For example, let's say a mavoi, an alleyway, that have these thick blocks by the front that opens up into the Rishas Rabbim on either side. And they are basically the lechis of that mavoi. So now even though that the mavoi itself has a lechi, because that's what these blocks are, all you need is a side post. And here you have actually walls that are jutting on either side of the fourth wall that opens up into the Rishas Rabbim. Tzarech lechi acher lahatiroi. You need to have another lechi to permit that area. And that is, you have to put another lechi on the outside if you want to utilize that area that's between these two walls, these, so to speak, these large lechis, which are really parts of the fourth wall, but there's an opening there. So these big areas, you have to have another lechi. So obviously, he's saying that you see from this halacha of Rav, that between the lechis are aser area that you're not allowed to carry there, unless you have another lechi for that lechi. And that is because the area of the lechi is aser. Now, v'chitema, and Abai says, now, if you're going to tell me, de'is be'dalad adalad, because that halacha of Rav is talking about that area of those walls, which are these lechi, these large areas, are because they were four tefachim long, and that the width of these petzimin, of these walls, it's basically the width of the mavi, but in that length, are dalad tefachim, so therefore it has its own rishus, and therefore it has the halacha of a karmelis, and the rabban that's going to be aser, and that is why you would tell me that is the halacha of Rav, that's why it has to have another lechi to be matrid, but generally, if it's between the area of these lechis, it would be permitted to carry there and would not require its own lechi. But he can't say that. He said that regarding this halacha between the area of the doorway, again, which is between these two lechis, even if it doesn't have an area of four tefachim squared, still you need to have another lechi to permit it. Obviously, you see that this halacha is accepted by everybody, it would seem, that because it's between the lechis, that's why it has to have another lechi to permit carrying there, and that is because the area of the lechi is forbidden generally to carry. And maybe you need another lechi to remind you, and that it's not being its own lechi, because by the area of the lechi, it can't carry. But Rava says it's not a raya. Because Hassam de Pesuach leKarmelis. There it's talking about where that Pesach that we said that you would have to have another lechi to permit that area of the Pesach is that it's open to a Karmelis, which is to an open field, where it has the same characteristic as it. And therefore it joins together with its own type, which is on the outside, and that's why it's forbidden to carry there. But generally, when it's open to Rishas Rabbim, then it would be Mutter. And it's only in this case, when it's open to a Karmelis, that's where it's going to be Aser, to which the Gemara really asks. What are you saying? But if it was open to Rishas Rabbim, then Shai would be permitted? It doesn't make sense. Yet Siva Ba'ara, the citizen is in the floor, the Giyar B'Shemei Shemai, and yet the foreigner, he's in the heavens. That how can the one who's a foreigner be greater than the one who's the citizen? Which basically means, it's a metaphor to say, that how could a Karmelis be more Chama than Rishas Rabbim? Again, you have a Mavui, closed on three sides. Then you have, it's open to Rishas Rabbim. So then we say you have to make a lechi, to be able to carry in the mavi because it's open to Rishas Rabbim. So now he's saying, you Rabbi, you want to say, generally you're allowed to carry in the area of the lechis. And that is when it's classically open to Rishas Rabbim. You're saying only in this case that we find from Lacha Rab that you're not allowed to carry in the area of the lechi, that you need another lechi to permit it, is because it's open to a karmelis, which is a much lower, much less stringent domain of Shabbos than Rishas Rabbim. So therefore it comes out that Rishas Rabbim is more lenient than a karmelis. Why is that? And that he says, in yes, because matzah min, because one type found, that is the karmelis area, that's between the lechis, it just didn't have the shear of a karmelis. which is basically like the characteristic of a Makom Ptur. A Makom Ptur really has the same characteristics as a Karmelis, which is Asim Drabanan. Makom Ptur is not Asim Drabanan. It's because it doesn't have the Shi'ure, it doesn't have the dimensions of a Karmelis. But in character, it has the print, it has the characteristic of a Karmelis. So therefore, now that it's generally very different than the Rosh Hashanah that's outside of it, or the Rosh Hashanah that's inside of it, it's generally mutter by the Eruv Lechi. But here it's open to the Karmelis, it's Matzamin Esmina, it finds its same type on the outside, Vineyu, and then it reawakens it. In other words, it becomes stronger and worse because it finds its own type and it wakes up from its sleep. Because originally, again, classically, when this area of the Lechi, which on the inside is Rosh Hashanah, that's a Mavi, and the outside is Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. So we say it's Batel to both types, because both are not its min. And that's classic how the halacha of Batel works. Let's say one drop of milk falls into 100 pieces of meat, it's going to be Batel, because they're different types. However, classically, as the Gemara in Bechoris brings regarding the halachas of Tumah, and the same thing works regarding the halachas of Basa Mechala, if let's say there's one piece of milk that has to be Batel B'shishim and 60 pieces of meat, so then, if there's 60 pieces, it's going to be bottled. But then let's say another drop of milk comes in. Now it's going to be 60 to 2, which is 30 to 1. So then it reawakens it. And it gets stronger because it gets matzah min esmina, it finds its own type. So therefore, yes, it's worse when it's abutting to a karmelis, because that is the same properties that the area between the lechi really has. That it's not a Rosh Hashanah, and it's not a Rosh Hashanah. So that's basically a karmelis area, which in the sense is like a makom ptur, just doesn't have the actual measurements of the Karmelis, and therefore it's mutter, but when it's going to be a budding Karmelis, then it's going to have those properties of the Karmelis. However, when it's open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, where then it's not like the outside, which is Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, and it's not like the inside, which is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then we taka say that it's bottle on either side, and that's like a classic Makom Ptur that you're allowed to carry from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the Makom Ptur, and from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin to the Makom Ptur, because we see it as part and an addendum to both areas. But when there's a Karmelis, and we see just part of the Karmelis, and then is why we would be us to the carry between the areas of Lechi, and that is Halacha of Rav. But classically, Rava says, when it's a regular Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, then it's not true, then you would be allowed to carry in the area of the Lechi as a Makom Ptur. So now the Gemara continues. Omri Rav Huna Bered Rav Yishu L'Rav. Again, Rava was of the opinion that it's going to be mutter both under the Kaira and between the area of the Lechi in the opinion of Rabbi Yechon. So he asked him, V'adlo tizbrit debein l'chayayin, you don't agree that between the area of the Lechi and the opinion of Rabbi Yechon that it's Asr? But V'omer Rabbi Baruchan Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon himself said this following halacha, the Mavi shirit safib l'chayayin, regarding a Mavi that's consecutive, has consecutive Lechis throughout the length of the Mavi, meaning from the opening when you come into the Mavi to the end, in 2-3 Amos worth, pachis midalat, if it's less than 4 tfachim. In other words, between every lechi, there's not more than 4 tfachim, but there is between them 3 tfachim of every lechi. Banu l'machleikis Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan. We come to the machleikis of Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Rabbanan that we mentioned on the beginning of this amid, that they had this machleikis regarding an area that's more than 3 tfachim, but less than 4 tfachim if you say love it or not. And that is, again, the case is told about a classic mavi, where there's a lechi by the entry, the way it normally is, but then again another one in the length of the mavi within 4 tfachim is another one, then another one, then another one. For an area of 2-3 amas are all these lechis, as some gemaras have that picture to demonstrate it. Now from that machlekes that we had from them, that we mentioned in the beginning of the amid, we learn also that their machlekes would apply regarding this mavoi if it's going to be kosher or not. But however, Rabbi Yechon didn't explain what he was saying. And now Rav Huna Bered Rav Yishua is coming to explain exactly what Rabbi Yechon meant to say when he said that it would apply the machlekes of Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon to this case of this mavoi that has the lechis continuously going every less than 4 tfachim from the beginning of the mavi throughout the length of the mavi, and that he explained that it only has an application regarding if you're allowed to use opposite the area of that lechi, as he explains. L'shem Gamliel da'amar min loved, according to L'shem Gamliel that he says that you say loved if it's less than an area of 4 tfachim between one area and the next. Mishtamish at chude ha'penimi shalechi ha'penimi, then the only as far as you can do in the mavi is from within the most innermost lechi of the mavi. And that is because according to Reb Shimon, we really view all these lechis as one lechi because of the property of lover that we see all the lechis connected because they're within 4 tvachim of the other. And therefore, in the mavi, you're only allowed to use up until the most innermost area of the innermost lechi. But from that innermost one and towards the outside of the last leg of that mavoi would be considered bein lechayim, would be considered within the area of the lechi, because we view this lechis as one large lechi because they're all within the area of the halachically properties of lavid. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, we don't view it as one lechi because it's more than four, more than three tefachim from one lechi to the other. So rather, it's the outermost lechi that makes the mavid permitted. So according to them, mishtamish at chudei apanim mishal chitzin, therefore you're allowed to use up until the innermost part, however, of the outermost lechi. And that is, you can use the entire mavu up until the innermost part of the outer one, because opposite the outer one alone, that would be what would be considered the area of bein l'chayayim, between the lechi. However, the inference is, of a bein l'chayayim, the kuliyama asim, what you see is, however, according to everybody, between the lechis, it would be asr. And that is, you see that according to Rabbi Yechanan, this proof, what he's asking on Rava, that between the ear of the lechi, it's asr. Because if in the area of the lechi, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it would be permitted, so then what is this machlokes that he's saying between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan to this case of when you have a regular mavi with a lechi and with another 3.5 tefachim, another lechi, and then 3.5 tefachim, another lechi? Now, it doesn't make a difference. It would be considered as one lechi or many lechis. Either way, you're always allowed to use the area that's opposite the lechi. So what would make a difference if it's one big lechi or many small ones, and therefore the only one that's really considered is the outer one? Doesn't make a difference, because either way you can use opposite the ear of the lechi. Obviously, if the machlekes of Reb Shimon and the Rabban applies to this case, that's because if we view it as one large one or as one separate one for each one, and then the difference would be regarding till where you could use it, because you can't use opposite the area of the lechi, and therefore if it's one large one as Reb Shimon because it's within four tefachim, then you can only use much or deeper into the recesses of the mavli, whereas the contra abundant that say that they're not connected because it's more than three tefachim, although it's less than four tefachim, so then you could use it within the inner area of the outer lechi. But what you see is, obviously not like Rava, that bein l'chayayin, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who he's the one that's saying the statement that it's a machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan, is that it would be asr. That Rava says no. But Rava, he answers that hasam nami. There also, in that case, you're right, it's usher to use the area. It's obviously, because the what's the machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan in that case, that it's usher to use the area between the lechis, but the besuch l'karmelis, the way he answered the first question, he says that it's because it's opening this mavoi, in this case of all these lechis, to an area of a karmelis. And that's why, it's like we said, that it finds its minoi, and that's why it's a problem. But generally, it wouldn't be a problem. However, the Gemara asks, of the Shusram, my, but what would you be saying? But if it's open to a Shusram, then Shari, it's permitted. So I ask the same questions. Yitziva ba'arvig, yirbish meshamaya. So the citizen, he's down here on the bottom on the earth, and the foreigner, he's up in heaven, he's a leader. How could it be topsy-turvy? How can you have the Shusram being more lenient than the Karmelis, which is only Asim Jabban? And that he says, in yes, because matzah min es mina b'neir, the Karmelis area of the between the lachis, which again is a makom tur because it doesn't have the dimensions of the karmelis, but in principle, in character, it's like a karmelis. Therefore, when it's open to a karmelis, then we're going to say we see it as part of the karmelis, and therefore us are in that area. And that's why, again, it makes a difference now if it's one big lechi or many small ones, because now you can't use the area between the lechis. But generally, Rabbi Yechanan would agree to me that between the lechis, when it's open to Rishas Rabbim, then you are allowed to carry in the area of Bein Lechayim. That's one answer the Gemara gives for Rava from this question. Another teretz the Gemara brings to answer this question on Rava is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says that really it's like Rava, that between the area of the lechis, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's mutter to carry over there. And this said, Rabbi Yechanan said that you can apply the machlokes of Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan for this case. It's talking about a whole different type of a case. And it's talking about that this ritzifus, this continuity of the lechis, one within the other, between three and four tefachim of the other, is for a distance of the length of the mavi of four amis. And that's why the machlekes of Reb Shimon Rabban would apply. Nothing to do the way we had set it up before to ask it on Rav. As the Gemara says, "Kegain sheritzafe b'lechayayim paches paches marpa." That if, let's say, there were continuous lechi side posts in the length of the wall of the mavi, less than four tefachim, one or the other, b'meshech arba amis, for a length of four amis, and therefore the machlekes of Reb Shimon Rabban would apply as follows. The Reb Shimon begam liel amarin lavet. According to Reb Shimon, that he says that you say lavet if it's less than four tefachim, one from the other, and therefore you see it as one lechi because they're all connected. And the Gemara said in Daf Hey, when you have four amis of a lechi, we don't see it anymore as a lechi. We have it halacha of a mavoi, and it loses its status of a lechi because the minimum shear of a mavoi is four amis. Now, if it's one contiguous wall because of the halacha of lavet, it sees it as one, so therefore it cannot be a lechi anymore. We see it as a as the Gemara says, Havalei Mavoi. Now it's a Mavoi, Vitzorach Lechi Achalatiri, and therefore that's where the application of Reb Shimon's opinion would come to gay for that case, that then you would need another Lechi to permit that because now it's a Mavoi. And it's not really just a Bein, now this one big Bein Lechayayim, the reason why you would need a Lechi, that it would make a difference is because now you would need another Lechi for that area because we'd view it as a Mavoi. Well, the Rabban and the Amri, Lamrin Lover, according to Rabban, says we don't see Lover because it's more than three Tvachim, although it's less than four Tvachim. You would not need another Lechi to permit it, but nothing to do with if it would be Asra Mutter to carry in the Ir Bein Lechayim. That's not the truth because, as that's Rava says, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that you're always allowed to carry between the Ir Bein Lechi. So, what would be the application of the difference between if it's Reb Shimon or the Rabbanan? The difference would be regarding if you need another Lechi because we're told that it went for four Amos. If it went for four Amos, then according to Reb Shimon, that's one long wall. Therefore, we view it as its own Mavli, which requires its own Lechi. According to the Rabbanan, that don't see it as one long wall because they're separated by more than three Tfachim, you would not need another Lechi to permit it. And therefore, these are the two answers for Rava from this last question. But now the Gemara asks, well, Reb Shimon Gamliel, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, that you're right. The way you just answered Rav Ashi explain that this, it's not a difficulty on Rava, that we view it as one long wall, and therefore we view it as a Mavi. But even so, how did Rabbi Yochanan understand from Shimon's opinion that you would need another Lechi to be matered? Again, the way Rav Ashi is interpreting for Rava, the case of Rabbi Yochanan, that he said it would depend on the Machlikis Rav Shimon Rabbanan, that according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be one long wall, which would make it a Mavi, and you would need another Lechi to permit it. However, lahavi kenir mibachutz v'shava mibifnim. It should be permitted to not require another lechi for that one long wall through the halacha of Lavan because of what's known as if it's visible from the outside, although it's flush on the inside, that we view it as non-lechi in the inside, but since on the outside we do see it as a lechi, that in itself should permit it and not require another lechi. And that is because since this mavi is visible on the outside, because generally, the way people would make the first lechi, we said, okay, there's a bunch of lechis every 3.5 tfachim, but the first one that's on the outside, they generally would keep it a little bit outside, out of the mavi, because that's how people would do the lechis, and the reason would be so that you could see it on the outside and on the inside, that to know that this is where we put it for the sake of being known as a lechi, as a side post. Because if you wouldn't push it a little bit out of the width of the mavi to be on the outside, then, and it would be only flush, as some Rashis have a picture of what it should like, which is the first picture, that it should be a little bit inside, a little bit outside, and rather it would be like the second picture, would be all the way inside, then it would look like you're adding on to the width of the thickness of the wall of the Mavri, and it wouldn't be obvious from the outside that it is a Lechi. Rather, only on the inside you would see that it's not part of the wall, because you see this thing sticking out when you're on the inside, because you see the inner corner over there. However, on the outside, you wouldn't see it. It would look like just a thicker wall in the front. And therefore, since that's the assumption of the Gemara, that since the first Lechi, it's sticking out a little bit to the outside. So although now we're saying that we view it as flush on the inside, because we see all these Lechis as one long wall, therefore we give it a halacha of a Mavi, not as a Lechi. However, the Mavi should be permitted because of what's sticking out from the front one that's visible on the outside. Because as the Gemara later on says, that what's called nirim mibachutz, if it's visible at least from the outside as a lechi, and that even if it's shavim mibifnim, which basically means to say that you don't have the heker or the halacha of lechi on the inside, it doesn't make a difference. We'll still give it the halacha of a lechi because of that it's visible and lechi-like on the outside. So again, here also, although we're giving this halacha of a mavi, not as a lechi, again, because it's one long lechi of four amas, and then we can't give it a status of a lechi. But on the outside, it doesn't look like one long wall. It looks like something that's jutting out, which looks like a lechi. And if on the outside it's a lechi, so even though on the inside it's not, it should have the halacha of a lechi. And that the Gemara says, you're right, but midi hu taimo, exactly this question that we're asking, that we said, wait a second, according to Reb Shimon, it should at least be kosher for this halacha of nir mibachot. It's only El Rabbi Yochanan. We're asking on Rabbi Yochanan that he learned that because of the opinion of Rabbi Shimon of Lovet, that this Mavi will be pasul because it loses the status of a Lechi and it becomes a Halacha of a Mavi and therefore needs another Lechi to permit that one long four Amos wall based on the Halacha of a Lovet to require another Lechi. But Haki Asa Ravan Amr Rabbi Yochanan, when Rav came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Nira Mevachutz, Vishab Mevifnim, Einoi Nidon Mishum Lechi. Rabbi Yochanan, his own opinion is that the halacha of nir b'machutz, if it's shavim b'fnim, is not considered a good enough lechi because it's flush on the inside. And therefore, if we say Lavid, which is the Prin Reb Shimon, then you would require another Lechi to be matrid, because the fact that it's visible on the outside, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who he's the one that's saying the statement that we're asking on him, that you're right, Rabbi Shimon would require another lechi because it's malvid, but it shouldn't require because on the outside, Rabbi Yochanan himself says that case of nir b'mechutz, v'shav b'mefnim, is not a good lechi and would require another lechi, and that's why in this case, it would require lechi, and that's why it's not difficult on this interpretation of Rav Ashi in the name of Rava, in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, saying that it's totally the machlekes of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. Now, regarding this last topic that we just spoke about, the Gemara discusses it more fully now. Itma, we learned. Nirim mibafnim bishavim mibachutz. The opposite of the case that we just discussed. If it's visible, this lechi on the inside, but it's flush on the outside. And that is, if someone put a lechi, a side post, its width to the length of the mavir, and it's not sticking out anything towards the outside. Rather, the outermost point towards the outside of the mavir to the Rishus Ram is flush to the thickness of the wall of the mavir. And it just looks like, to the outside, as if you add it on to the thickness of the wall, and on the outside it doesn't look like at all like a lechi. However, the innermost point, you could see from the inside because that's sticking out, and when you're looking on the inside, you see that it's jutting out, as some Gemaras have the picture that shows it like a box on the inside, like a little cube in the inside of the box, which is that on the inside you see this thing that's sticking out. So you see, obviously that's a lechi. On the outside, when you look at it, it's just like a thicker wall on one side and thin and a regular wall on the other side. So it doesn't look like a lechi. On that halacha, we said nida mishim lechi. Then it has halacha of lechi because the main criteria is the people on the inside, and they could see that this is a lechi. They're not going to come to carry outside. The people outside are anyways not carrying. And the people on the inside are not going to come to carry outside, so there's no one's going to have any chashash of carrying in the Rishus Ram. Therefore, that will have the halacha of a lechi. And now the Gemara continues with the reverse case, which is the case we were just discussing in the Gemara before. Nir mebachutz b'shove mebifnim. If it's visible only on the outside, but on the inside it seems it's flush, it's not visible from the inside. That is, the entire length of the lechi is only visible on the, is only really on the outside. And the innermost point of the lechi is indented from the wall of the mavi, and therefore you can't see it at all from the inside. Rather, it looks like one long length of the wall of the mavi. But on the outside, it's recognizable that it's not from the wall of the mavi because it's indented a little bit, and therefore, as some Gemaras have it, that it seems like you have, let's say, if the thickness of the wall is, let's say, 10 tefachim, then it's only 5 tefachim, this additional part of the wall. So therefore, on the outside, you see this discrepancy. You see, wait a second, this is obviously a lechi. However, on the inside, all you see is that it's flush with the inside. You don't see that the outside is indented and that it's different than what's from the inside. So therefore, in that halacha, we have a machlokes. Reb Chiya v'Reb Shimon b'Rebbe. Chad amar nido mishum lechi. One says that it will have the halacha of a lechi, because as long as it's recognizable, again, whether on the inside as the first case we mentioned, or even on the outside as this case, it will have the halacha of a lechi, and therefore it's permitted to carry in that mavi. The other one says, no, we'll not have a halacha of lechi, because the main people are the ones in the inside, and they will not be able to see, and therefore, although it's visible from the outside, since it's not visible from the inside, it won't have a halacha from a lechi. So the Gemara says, "Tistayim d'Reb Chiyuda Amar Nida Mishum Lechi." We had these two Amirim. I didn't say who said what, but we could prove to you that it was Reb Chiyah that he said that it will have the halacha of lechi again, whether it's visible from the inside or even from the outside, as this last case. To turn Reb Chiyah, because as Reb Chiyah learned in a brayse, he taught us that koysel shatzidoy echad konis mechaver, regarding a wall that's indented from the rest of the wall, and that is if regarding this building, this wall of the mavir, if some of the thickness was diminished, it was taken in, it was indented, and therefore part of the wall is sticking out and part of the wall is coming in. So then that could be in either two types of cases, as the Braisa says. Bein shenir mibachutz v'shavim mibifnim, whether if it's visible from the outside, however it's flush from the inside. For example, if let's say the wall is indented from the front, that that it's indented is not visible to those who are standing inside, rather only to the people from Rishus Rabim, as some Gemaras have the picture, which is the Dalid, that it's gathered from the front. So the people on the outside, again, see that discrepancy regarding the outermost wall, that it's, again, the length of the wall. They see that if, let's say, the thickness of the wall is 10 tefachim, they see what the top part is only 5 tefachim, they see, wait, there's a difference. It's obviously the lechi, but those in the inside don't see that discrepancy. Or ubein shenir mibafnim v'shuva mibachutz, or whether if it's visible to those on the inside, but it looks flush to the ones on the outside, And that is, if let's say if the indentation is from, it's divisible to those in the inside, but it's flush to the ones on the outside, as some have the picture, which is the gimel and this gemara, that it's on the outside, again, it looks like just that the wall is thicker, but on the inside, then you could see that, wait, something is sticking out here, it's wider, the wall, so we see that it's indented in the back part of the mabri. So therefore, this sticking out is visible to those on the inside. Either way, nidoy mishum lechi, either way, it's going to have the halacha of lechi. Now, basically, those two cases that Rebbe Chiya spoke about with the indentation, where either it's indented in the beginning part or on the outer part, basically, those are the two cases of nirmi b'fenim or nirmi b'chutz, which we mentioned before, the way we described it. Again, either it's visible to the ones on the outside, whereas that only the outer wall, that by the length of the walls, if this is a classic mavi, here the wall extended, it's withdrawn, it's indented, and therefore only those on the outside can see that. But those on the inside don't see that difference. That's nirmi b'chutz and shavim b'fenim. Or the other way around, that it's in the front, it's sticking out over here, so therefore those on the inside see that it's withdrawn over here and that it's sticking out over here, but those on the outside only see it looks like just a thick wall, so that would be nirmi b'fenim b'shavim b'chutz. Either way, he said that it's going to be a good lechi, so obviously Reb Chiya is the one that says that even if it's shava mibifnim, v'nir b'chutz, it's going to be considered a good lechi to stay. So the Gemara says, yes, that proves that a lechi will be kosher, whether, again, if it's visible only on the inside or only on the inside, that Reb Chiya was the one that said that opinion, because it didn't say who is attributed to. He's obviously that opinion. But then the Gemara asked the Rabbi Yechanan that he said earlier, clearly, that if it, and this was the Gemara that we had just before on the top of this Amud, that if it's shava mibifnim, that then it will not have the halacha of a lechi, and similarly, the one who argues on Reb Chiya, that's Reb Shimon ben Rebbe, both of them hold that it's not going to be considered a good lechi. Miloish mileha, didn't he ever hear this brisa that Reb Chiya taught that it will have a din like a lechi, even if it's shava mibifnim and it's only visible mibachutz? So obviously, what does he do with that brisa? Obviously, he heard of that brisa, but he doesn't hold of it. So therefore, Reb Chiya namiloi savala. Therefore, it's possible that maybe Reb Chiya also heard of this as he taught us this brisa, but he doesn't hold of it. And therefore, how can you prove that Reb Chiya is the one that held that if it's even only near b'machutz that it would have halacha of a lechi because of this brisa that he taught us? Wait a second. Rabbi Yochanan also definitely heard of this brisa, and yet explicitly he's the one that told us that will not be considered a good lechi. Say also, Reb Chiya, although he's telling us this brisa, maybe he doesn't hold like it. So I don't know, he's the one. Maybe Shimon ben Rebbe was the one that held that it's going to be a good lechi. And the other Gemara says, "Hi, Mai, how can you say such a thing?" Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan loy savala. And we understand Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold to that, as he said explicitly. So Mishamachi leitanla, therefore he doesn't teach this type of brisa. Reb Chiya iisid loy savala. If Reb Chiya didn't hold of this halacha of the brisa, that if it's only near memachutz, that it would be a kasher lechi. Lama leila misna. Why would he come into the base medrash and start teaching us this brisa if he doesn't hold of it? So obvious it is that Reb Chiya is the one that holds of this brisa, and that's why he taught it to us. And he is the one of the opinion that holds either if it's near mebifnim or even if it's only near memachutz, it will have the halacha of a kasher lechi. Another Gemara continues on this topic. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, nir mibachutz v'shavim mibifnim. If it's visible on the outside and it's flush on the inside, and the inside it doesn't look like a lechi. Again, as we said, if it's, let's say, the thickness of the length of the wall that's diminished on the outside, that only those on the outside can see that. If those on the inside can't see that, nidoy mishum lechi, it will still have the halacha of a lechi again, which is basically that they were passing the halacha like Reb Chiya that said that it's even if it's only nir mibachutz, it will be a good lechi. So I'm a rabbi. So Rabbi said, "Umeisvin nashmaiten." Although we paskin like Reb Chiya, we asked on ourselves from the Mishnah later on. This seems to be not like Reb Chiya. The Mishnah says, "Chatzer ketana shenipetzel gedayla." If there's a small courtyard that's totally open, that is on one side, it's totally open to the larger courtyard. Now the larger courtyard obviously has more; it's bigger, so it has its own walls that's open to the smaller one. But the smaller one is totally open on that side to the bigger courtyard. So the halacha is, the Mishnah says, gedolim uteres, the larger courtyard is permitted, v'ketana asur, but the smaller one is asur. And the reason is, mimnei shekepischa shegedolim, because we view it as an opening to the larger one, and that is, the smaller one is totally breached. So we see it as part of the larger one, and therefore, the larger one is considered like swallowing it up. It doesn't have its own area, therefore you can't carry it. But the larger one is not considered part of the smaller one to say that now it's not its own area and it doesn't have an area with the smaller one, and therefore the smaller one should make it us of the large ones, because not true. The larger ones is not totally open to the smaller one because it's larger and therefore it has walls on either side. So we view it as a pesach, not as a pirtza, as a breach, but rather as an opening. An opening it could be there, but it could still be considered a separate rishus, and therefore the larger one is mutter, the smaller one is asr. And now the difficulty is, Vim Isen, if it's really true that this that we're saying, that we're positing the Rebbe that even if it's only near Bechutz, even though it's Shavim Mebifnim, that we consider Kosher Lechi, then the difficulty is, Kitani Namin Dishtri, then the smaller Chatzah shall also be permitted. And the reason is, from that din that we said, Benir Mebechutz, Beshavim Mebifnim, from the fact that it's visible on the outside, although it's flush on the inside. Again, you're right, it's totally breached to the larger one. And that is, you don't see any Pesach over here. However, there is a Lechi. In other words, there is a halach of a Pesach from the larger one because we have these side walls that are considered walls and lechis for the larger one that's open to the smaller one. So therefore, since it's visible on the outside for the larger one, it should halachically work for the ones on the inside also. So though the insides don't have anything, they don't have any lechis to make it permitted for them as if it's a separate area from the larger one because it's totally open, but there is near mibachutz, which is that the Gedoyla has its own pitzim, it has its own walls on the side, which are their lechis, open to the smaller ones, so that should work for the inner one also, like Reb Chiya says. So Amr Bzeris says that, you're right, generally we should say that, but here we're talking about benachnosin kois lekitan legedoyla, we're talking about where the walls of the smaller chatzar enter into the larger chatzar. And that is, it goes for like a distance of 2 or 3 amas. So therefore, these walls that are larger from the gedayla, from the chatzah gedayla, that are standing behind the breach of the smaller one, it looks like that it's not from that wall. As some Rashi's have that picture that, although generally we would say that those walls that are from the chatzah gedayla that are extending on the sides of the breach of the katana, that it should be considered, it should work for the inner one, but here it can't work because we can't see it as a lechi for the inner one because since the walls of the chatzah katana are opening into the gedayla, we see it as a distinct area from those lechis of the gedayla, and that's why it won't work. And that's why, again, generally it should work based on the lech of Reb Chiya. Here it's different. But that the Gemara says, "Belema loved v'tishtri." However, based on the lech of loved, we should say that it should still work. And that is, as the other picture that some Rashi's have, is that although the walls are continuing into the Gedayla, but based on Lovid, we should see it as if it's like blocks that are totally considered one big wall. So therefore, we should consider those blocks as the lechis of the outer one that are working for the inner one, for that of the Chatzah Katana. And that is, if it's visible from the outside, that it does work. And that's the case over here, that we're having the outer lechis, which is working for the gedolah, which is on the outside of the katana, which is on the inside, that if we say that works, which is the halacha of Reb Chiya, then this case should be as if the edges of the part of the small wall that's going, extending into the walls of the gedolah, we should see it as attached to the walls of the gedolah, because based on the halacha of Lavid, we see it attached to those extensions of the walls. And that is because right now the Gemara thinks that the larger chatzar, the larger courtyard, is not larger than the smaller one, only a little bit. Less than 3 tefachim on either side, and therefore you don't have more than a space from the larger walls for the walls of the katana that are going in, more than 3 tefachim. And therefore, based on the halacha of Lavid, we should see it as if it's like one big block. And that is, it's connected to the wall. We see it as one big wall block on either side. So that's one big lechi. So although it's extending in, but that extension is less than 3 tefachim from the walls of the gedayla. So therefore, we should see it as connected to it, and as if it's closed off area. So these two closed off areas too should be 2 blocks that will work for the katana, because although it's extending in, but even that extension are considered big lechis. And that the Gemara says, and the chitem of the miflegi, if you're going to answer me and say that because these walls of the katana are very far from the walls of the gedayla that it's open to, tuva, in other words, more than 3 tefachim, and that is because since it's larger than 3 tefachim on either side, that's why you can't say love it. And that's why you would answer according to Reb Chiya that here what normally would be considered near Mebechutz v'shovim mefnim won't work because it's not near Mebechutz at all, because we're saying that the walls of the Ketan are extending into the Gedayla. And therefore we see it as separate from those Petzimah, from the walls that are there. And therefore you can't say love it because we're saying it's the Gedayla is much larger than the area of love it. But you can't say that to answer this question. Because about Tani Revad Baravim Kamed Reb Chanina, the Ketan Be'asa, this case of that Mishnah later on, that's talking about a smaller courtyard, totally breached open to a larger courtyard, is talking about that the smaller courtyard is 10 amas, and Gedoyla Ba'achas Esra, and the larger one, is 11 amas. And therefore, the larger one is not more than the smaller one, more than 1 amah. And therefore, 1 amah is 6 tefachim. So you have 3 tefachim on one side, 3 tefachim on the other side. And you also have the thickness of the walls of the smaller chatzah that's going into the larger one that takes up some of those 6 tefachim. And therefore, on each side, you're going to have less than 3 tefachim. And therefore, you're going to have lavud. So again, you're back back to the question, although you're answering me the question, which, again, the question was, if you say like Reb Chiya, why is this case of the Ketana open to the Gedayla not going to be kosher because it's near Mibachutz? So therefore, although the inner one doesn't have a lechi, the fact that the Gedayla on the outside has a lechi should work from the inner one. And that you wanted to say, because the walls of the inner one go into the Gedayla, and therefore we can't see if it's going in, and you have these walls over here from the Gedayla, we can't see it as working for here, as if it's a lechi for here, because it's extending in. But then we said, wait a second. But however, regarding the halachas of Lavid, we should see it as if it's closed up, and therefore, though it's extending in, but we see it as blocks that are an extension of this inner one. Therefore, it should work as a lechi on both sides for it. On that, you said, wait a second. No, you can't say lavud because the gedolah are much larger, and therefore, you're not going to have when it's extending in the halacha of lavud. But however, I'll prove it to you that they said that the ketan is only 10 amas, and the gedolah is only 11 amas, and therefore, that's only one amar larger, which is less than 3 tefachim on either side, because you also have the thickness of the walls. And if you do have lavud, so again, according to Reb Chiya, it's difficult. Why is the inner one not going to be kosher if, based on the halacha of nir b'machutz, b'shav b'befanim, together with the fact that you can say lavud, even if you're answering that the walls are extending in, it should be kosher even by the ketana. And that the Gemara says, Amar Avina, b'muflagin mikoysel ze b'shnayim, that we're talking about that one side of the wall is 2 tefachim away, and from this wall, it's 4 tefachim away. And that is, although you're right that the larger one is only one amma larger than the smaller one, but the smaller one was not precisely in the middle of the large one where it was breached in. Rather, it was pulled to one side. And one side, it's 2 tefachim from the wall. And that is from the excess of the amma. You have 2 tefachim on one side, and you have 4 tefachim on the other side. And the walls of the smaller chutzah were very thin walls. And therefore, on one side, you have more than 3 tefachim of space, and therefore you near that side, you can't say lavud. But now the Gemara says, okay, so one side you can't say lavud, but v'leim lavud meruach achas v'tishri. But you should still say lavud on one side, where there you're saying you have less than 3 tefachim, you have let's like 2 tefachim, and then it should be permitted because you have at least one side that is near mibachutz. There, that side where you could say lavud together with the concept of Reb Chiya of near mibachutz v'shavim mibifnim, and therefore the smaller one should be mutter because this pirtza has the halacha of a Pesach because it's only 10 amas, as we explained. It's not more than, the small one's not more than 10 amas, so therefore it is a Pesach. And you have the lechi on one side, which is all that you need generally by a chatzar. So therefore it should be enough, akapanim, with that one lechi. So although it's 4 on one side, but you have 2 on the other side. And that the Gemara continues on the top of Yudim and Aleph, that Rebbe he, that the Tana of this was Rebbe. The Amma that he says, be'inun shnei pasin, you need to have 2 boards. And that is, you need to have 2 quote-unquote lechis. When you're talking about a chatzar of 10 amis that's totally breached open to something that's making it forbidden, that's different than a mavir. Although a mavir that we say that all you need to have is one lechi, Rebbe's opinion is that when it's regarding a chatzar, which is the case of the Mishnah later on, that it's a smaller chatzar, a courtyard, into a larger courtyard, and the difference between the chatzar and the mavir is that a mavir has its length larger than its width. A chatzar could be exactly a square. It has different halachas. So a chatzar needs to have 2 pasin. The Tanakh, like we learn the Braisa, Chatzar Niteres Bepasach. And the Tanakhama learns that a courtyard is permitted even with one pass, with one board, and that is if it's breached to a Rishisar Rab, but it's at least left over one pass, one board on one side, that it's going to be Muteres. And obviously, we're talking about that the breach is not more than 10 Amis, because if it's more than 10 Amis, the Mechitza won't help with that Chatzar at all. So it's less than 10 Amis, but it has to have a board. Rebbe Yaymi Bishnei Pass, Rebbe says it has to have 2 boards, and therefore, that's why it's not difficult if it's 4 tefachim from one side and 2 tefachim from the other side. So at least on one side you're going to have a lechi. But since we're talking about a chatzar and it's Rebbe, he needs to have on both sides. And since it's not exactly in the middle, it's not going to work because you're only going to have on one side a pass and not on the other side. And therefore, the inner chatzar, the chatzar ketana, will not be permitted to carry in because it won't have 2 passin. And that is that regarding this case that we said of the Mishnah later on, where you have the chatzar ketana open to the chatzar gedolah, that we said, l'chor, it's difficult, according to Reb Chiya, that he says, if it's near b'machutz, even if it's shavim and bifnim, it's a good lechi. So here, basically, the chatzar ketana is the bifnim, and the chatzar gedolah is the bachutz, and the bachutz has a lechi. That should work for the one inside. We said basically 3 aspects of why this is not going to be a difficulty. A, because we're talking about that the walls of the smaller one are going into the larger one, so therefore we can't see that as a heker working for the inside because it's separating it. It's like perpendicular, and we can't see this. Here's where it ends. It doesn't end over here. We can't see it as working for the inner one. A second aspect that it has to have is that it's not ending on the inside because it was on the inside. It's only an amma bigger, and then you would say love it because it would be less than 3 tefachim from either side. And the third idea is that it's also because it's going like Rebbe, who Rebbe's of the opinion it's not enough with one pas, it has to have two pas in when it's a chatzar, and therefore although on one side definitely you could say love it, and therefore you're going to have that lechi, but since you're not going to have it on the other side, which will be four tfachim, that's why based on these three components of that case, it's not going to be difficult, according to Rebbe Chiya, that he holds that a lechi, that's even though it's only near mevachutz, and it's shavim b'fnim, it will be considered a good lechi, and it's not difficult from there. Again, as we said, these three ideas that will make it not difficult according to Rebbe Chiya.